Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
Zoe and Beetle at Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates on 98.5 The Sports Hub and online at 98.5thesportshub.com.
That's a good game.
Yeah, nice job. All right. Congratulations, man. That's a good week of preparation. Played a lot of good football. Just keep doing what we're doing, okay? Keep getting better each week and expect the competition to get better this week, all right? That's the way it is this time of year. All right? Great job today, man. Great job. Give them credit. That's a good football team you beat, all right? And they battled us all the way. That's a good football team. But you were the better ones today, yeah. And you deserve it. All right, that's why we're moving on.
Hell yeah.
All right, congratulations, man.
How do we feel about beating the L.A. Chargers?
Not 1 o'clock hour here on Zolak and Bertrand, day after a big Patriots win. It's Matthew Slater.
Talk about Slater real quick.
Sure.
He's done a fantastic job embracing the nerd role.
He's playing it up there, isn't he?
He sure is. How do we feel? He does this every week, and the bigger the game, it's got a voice inflection. Yeah. Yep, he's circled. Good player.
You know, I don't know how much longer Bill Belichick's style of sort of just handling his team after a win is going to hold up in the NFL. I don't know, because I don't pretend to understand the 22-year-old kids that are coming out of college now. I saw Sean Payton after the Saints won last night in a full-blown disco show in his locker room.
It was awesome.
I mean, like, light show.
I love it.
Blue, yellow, red.
They don't
wait till the post game speech is done. The light show has begun.
Do you ever see him in the dances they do? And some of the slide dance they do and the partying and
we've already seen it in baseball. We've seen it with the Joe Maddens of the world, and Alex Cora has now sort of brought that young vibe to the Red Sox clubhouse with the DJ and the dance music and the light shows and the celebrating the wins. I mean, he believes in celebrating all 100 wins, you know? They just believe in celebrating it.
I think when he talks to Pitt, you could hear a pin drop. I think that's what he wants. He wants full command of the room.
But you've got, the light show going on in New Orleans. You've got the rah-rah stuff with Sean McVay.
Well, Payton used to be a real serious dude, too. He's so intense and just, after they won it, man, I just remember him getting hammered down on, where the hell was it? Where'd they win it? It was in Miami, right? Yeah, they went partying all night. And he was just, the press conference the next day, he looked green.
Here's the truth,
His
though.
His shirt was misbuttoned and he was all sweaty.
Bill Belichick's postgame that you just
heard. Adapted.
That is a throwback now. That is an old school throwback to a different time in football.
Yeah.
You earned that one, men.
Yep.
You were better than they were today, men.
Competition gets better next week.
The competition will get better.
That's
respect that. It's just such a...
It's Parcellian.
I mean, I love it, but it's...
It's Parcellian.
I don't know how much longer we're going to... when Bill's done coaching, how many more guys are going to approach it like him?
I don't know.
It's a dying breed.
There aren't many.
Yeah. It's a dying way of doing business
like
in the
NFL. Pete's the next oldest guy.
So we all love it. We love Bill. We love the way he does things.
Yeah.
But... That may not live on forever in the NFL. It's already changing. You've got guys like Sean Payton. He's adapted. Really? Does he have to adapt to the point where the light show has to happen while he's talking to his team?
I don't know.
Can't you wait until he's done and you break it down before you start the dance party?
It works there, though.
Okay. It wouldn't work if they waited another 2 minutes before they started the disco show? Like, what the hell is going on
here? Are they Houdat or Houday? Who's Houday? Houday's Cincinnati, right?
Houday is Cincinnati, which is
Remember Kyle Houday?
That's
right. That's right.
But I don't know. Yeah. What a throwback. Throwback the Patriots are. And that's... It's not for everybody, but I think it's for us. I think it suits this team. It suits the fans. 617-779-0985. Fran is in Ohio today.
Hi, Fran.
Fran.
Hey, guys. Real quick, before I get to my point, I just want to say great job yesterday, Beadle, on the pre- and post-game with Gasper and Big Jim Murray. Joe on the broadcast with Bob. I'm from Massachusetts, but I'm a over-the-road trucker, so I listen to more games than I get to watch. So I just really appreciate, you know, being able to have you guys on the broadcast.
Sweet. Thank you.
I don't know if you guys remember a few weeks ago.
Hey, Fran, before we go into the football stuff, are CB radios still being used by the truckers? We had a discussion on this last week.
I see less and less of them. I personally don't have one. I've never had one.
Wow. So they're dying out, man. CB radios, though. We got our answer. Fewer and fewer.
Convoy. Convoy.
Yeah.
Breaker, breaker.
But anyways, a few weeks ago, you guys had a guest on. I forget his name. And he was trying to make the point of Philip Rivers and his Hall of Fame resume. And I called up to disagree. And the last point I made was he's a perennial bedwetter. And after yesterday, I rest my case. I don't know what else there is to be said. So, though I think you wrapped it up perfectly yesterday, you said, you know, he'll make Hall of Fame throws and big-time plays, big-time throws, but he can't do it consistently. He can only do it one per drive, you know, throughout a game.
Yeah, something bogs down with them, you know, and that structures. I mean, I just think it's part of the skill groupings. Like, they got three of the same guys on the outside. It hurts them at times. You know, you're going to give up. Yeah. They're going to make a play or two. I mean, guys of that size, they're going to do that. But the Patriots did a good job just crown things after they would make a big play. And I thought, you know, going back to you questioned, you know, did they ever put pressure on him? I thought they did when he hit the double move, and he's snapping out. He's going nuts. They're fired up on the sideline, 7-7 game. Patriots bring it right back, take it right down.
Pressure who? What are you talking about?
They nutted it right back up at 7 apiece.
Oh, you're talking about Patriots defense.
Did you ever feel like there was pressure at points in the game?
Yeah, okay. It's 7-7.
Yeah, I thought there was that one time where, yeah.
I just said
it came right.
It wasn't because, for 60 minutes.
Well, no, because they did it so quickly. You're thinking.
May not have even been for 30 minutes.
Are you really going to get a shootout today?
And you know who I think is really good? And credit to Jim Lau for being afraid of this man, because he's a hell of a player. Mike Williams. That guy could play.
God, snags it, man.
That just
plays hurt, too.
He's big.
The nasty ankle turn and knee, and he just kept coming back.
I'm stating the freaking obvious. I mean, the guy's a top 10 NFL draft pick, right? He's expected to be really good.
That's how he plucks the ball.
Don't tell me Philip Rivers doesn't have guys to throw it to between Mike Williams and Keenan Allen.
There were throws
those guys can play.
There were throws like that 2 feet over Josh Gordon's head this year where he could go up and get it. He didn't go up and get it, but right. Mike Williams
would go get it for you.
100-mile-an-hour fastball and a slant right in the middle.
You just see it. See that raw ability. You just say, man, imagine if Tom Brady had one of those guys.
Yeah, here we go.
Imagine if Tom Brady had one of those guys.
One of those three. Give me the
fast.
Give me Terrell Williams.
Guy will go up and get it. Yeah.
But Steve Sanchez. Bill, talk about Williams on the outside. Well, which one?
Tyrell Williams, I'm less impressed with. But Mike Williams, guy's good. Joe is in the car. Wants to talk about the Patriots defense. Quickly, Joe, go ahead.
Yes, their defense, I thought, did better after they gave up that move on the cornerback, Gilmore. And I thought they got pressure on Rivers after that, and that screwed them all up. I mean, I know they have great receivers, San Diego, but that I think going after them really hurt the Chargers when they put pressure on Rivers because he, you know, I don't think he's really that good. And to all the idiots who on the other programs who picked against the Patriots, I hope they eat crow today. Thank you.
Well, I don't think it's ridiculous if you picked against the Patriots in this game. No. In fact, the people who said it would be a close Patriots win are just as wrong as the people who said it would be a close Patriots loss,
right.
If you're asking me.
Hey, going into that
and
game.
I'm one of the people that said close Patriots win. I'm just
game.
As wrong.
Into that game on paper, that's second best team in
the I picked the Pats, but I didn't pick that thing. No. Nobody did.
No.
The closest we got was Pauly. Pauly and Dedham. Pauly in the truck.
He's a called in, Dan.
He is not called in yet today. 617-779-0985. Quick mention of the other games that happened over the weekend.
Yeah, we got to touch on those.
Specifically Saturday's games. Cowboys game, Colts game. Touch on those and get to more of your calls next.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, Zoe and the Beatle. Zoe and the Beatle. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
From Gillette Stadium, it's Zolak and Bertrand. Sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Good email from...
what do you got?
Shop DJG. And it's signed DJG.
DJG.
He wrote, Solak wants me to enter a drawing to meet him in Foxborough.
Yeah.
Just after he tells me he dips his fingers in the dip.
That's how good the dip is.
Gross. No thanks.
Normally,
that's a good email. That's like, someone who's really paying attention around here. Paying attention to all everything we're doing.
That's great. We like those types. Right through the break.
Good job.
Yep.
Good job.
Wait, you think you sit there, you like barbecue sauce off your fingers? That's good. Like, what's wrong with the dip?
Because if you're just dipping your fingers in the dip to eat it.
What's that? Well, I mean, like, not like, you know, like when you, like, you get the dip.
No, I know dip you. Container. You would do that.
Yeah, but like the dip container.
Yeah.
You start dipping the chips in.
And then you run out next of chips thing you know, and you're like, oh, the hell with it.
You nick, like, one of your fingers off the side of the dip bowl. Not the dip bowl, you know, the container. You know what I'm saying?
The foot bowl.
You scrape it, like, okay, eat the chip. And you lick the finger, like, you know what, that's pretty good. There's so much dip on the side, you take your finger and you're around the rim.
Were you eating some dip and chips watching that Colts game on Saturday? Because that thing sucked.
What a bummer.
Show up.
Like, I was so excited for that game, too. So excited
they weren't
for
ready
game.
For it. They weren't ready for but the game. They weren't ready for the matchup.
It's
they
like
weren't
yesterday.
Ready for the weather or the poor footing on the field.
Two biggest,
they weren't ready for anything.
I give the NFC teams credit over the weekend because at least those teams came out and fought the first half. Like, those are good games, man. Dallas and the Rams. Dallas comes down, takes the lead. Great throw by Dak. Rams look like they're scrambling a little bit. And the two teams in the AFC came out and just weren't ready to go. You could tell in the first series, oh, crap, they got the Chargers number. You could tell, oh, crap, Colts don't even want to go on the ground and hit. We heard all week about how much improved the defense is. You know what it is? You go off on your rant about Phillip Rivers, you Indianapolis Colts people, and you hang those stupid-ass banners, and you get your owner running your mouth. He's out there all fired up for divisional round with the kids, and they're here, and we're out to dinner, and we're in KC. Your team showed up, and you didn't do jack squat. Typical soft dome team. Colts haven't changed. They are what they are. How about your quarterback? As hot as he's been, he looked like Tim Tebow throwing paint cans. Did you see the arcs on some of those balls and hanging guys out? Like, what happened to him?
I don't know.
But it's not like he was getting getting his ass kicked.
Yeah.
You know, Phillip Rivers got his ass kicked yesterday, but he stood in there and hung in there and tried throwing. Luck had clean pockets, was stepping up, doing a big windup, and the balls are going. like he was throwing grenades. You know, like a grenade chucker on Saturday. You could go hit the store.
Bad
second
game.
Quarter. Game was over.
It was over.
That thing was 14-0 before you know.
When 14-0 happened, you knew the game was over.
And if Philly's up 14-0,
right,
but you knew Saints are coming back. Here we go. And you had a hell of a football game. The two NFC games, you had good games. AFC teams, both the top two teams exerted themselves over the weekend. That's a big takeaway.
How about Vinatieri missing?
And said, oh boy, people think Brady hit the cliff. Like,
he hit that kicker cliff, you know, 47.
That gray beard makes you look a hell of a lot older when you miss extra point and then a chip shot. Whew.
He's a free agent. He's considering whether he wants to come back or not, if the Colts will take him.
So this goes back a number of years.
Hold on. Okay, so you look at the $9 million bucks that they guaranteed, what's his name, Parkey? Out there in Chicago, 4 years, what, $15 million?
Yeah.
You wouldn't bring Vinatieri into Chicago for half that money?
Maybe not. I mean, you got to understand, he's going to be...
Parkey isn't going anywhere. Guaranteed money there.
He's 46, Vinatieri, not 47. My mistake.
Some point, yeah.
He's 46 years old.
Get tired of the grind.
Okay, here's the deal, though. If he doesn't play in Indy, he's not going to go to another team. He's going to retire.
Yeah, you don't want to go kick in Chicago.
I heard him say this himself.
That feels crappy, like three or four years ago.
And the decision, the only decision he had to make was really none at all. It was, do they want me back or not? And if they want me back, I continue to play. And if the day comes that they don't want me back, I'm done. It's Indianapolis or bust.
You got your rings. You've been in two places, New England and here. I can't believe the amount, the tenured time he's been in Indianapolis and how it just trumps what he's done here.
If they don't sign him back, he's done.
I agree.
He's not going to go somewhere else.
Yeah. What kind of pay cut are you going to take, though? You know?
It has nothing to do with it. Yeah. I think if he was offered the same money somewhere else, I still think he'd be done. I don't think.
I agree with that.
Yeah. Doesn't want to move again.
Got the house in Indy. His family you're established there. You're inside. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've heard it from him, from the horse's mouth. So
he's been so great.
Yeah. He's not going to go anywhere else. He's not going to go
Why
anywhere
would you?
Else.
Why would you?
If they sign him back, he'll stay. But if not, maybe we've seen the end of Adam Vinatieri.
Yeah.
But the Colts, come on. Give us a game. Give us something. They no-showed. You mentioned the Cowboys. I want to imagine the Cowboys with someone other than Jason Garrett coaching them. I really do.
Did you hear the latest? So when he first signed that 5-year, $30 million deal, so he's getting $6 million a year, Cowboys confirmed that they decided he's the guy, and they're going to do a massive extension in the offseason.
No.
So this guy's probably going to get $7.5 million, $8 million bucks a year to coach that team.
No.
The David Adams.
Why?
Keep it together. Keep it
God,
rolling.
No, I know and the he answer.
They had, their offensive coordinator, Lenahan's coming back.
Oh, you didn't like the pregame?
I don't care about that, so I don't like their play calling.
Stay back. Hold on.
I don't like what they are offensively.
They're bland. They're boring.
Didn't Dak look good? Wasn't Dak throwing the ball well in that game?
I wanted you to put him in a gun and turn him loose.
Yes.
And have some sort of play design. It's almost like, holy crap, we get this guy in the fourth round. Our quarterback's shoulder fell off. We don't have to put Romo in.
There is no creativity.
We got Dak. You don't have to protect him. Why are they protecting him more? Like, they're afraid to turn the kid loose. I talked to you about him when he came out. I liked him. I liked him when he was at Mississippi State.
Jalen Smith gets benched in the game, and they bring in Sean Lee, who is even worse. He stinks. I know you've been railing on him all year. You saw this a long time ago.
You didn't like the courtesy start?
Oh, my God. No, I didn't like that, then... The way he played in the game, he's up there. He's played a long time, right?
It's time.
How long has he been in the league?
It doesn't matter. It's time. at some point, you break down.
Coaching's a problem in Dallas. They should have been more competitive in that game. I thought their coaching hurt them. Thought their players that had a good night. Thought Dak had a good night, and they just wouldn't turn him loose.
Yeah, Beasley was nicked up. I mean, that Hearns gets hurt the week
turn
before,
him
killed him.
Loose. Turn him loose. Do it. They won't do it.
Like, you got up on the Rams, too.
They're a boring team.
You know? Yeah, chance. You had a chance today. They have a good defense. They're aggressive up front. Their offensive line is big to the point where you should be able to block things up for them. You know, this isn't like, we really don't have talent up front. No, you got some horses up front. Yeah, on the threat of the run, where's your innovative play action fake with motion to trips or, you know, formation cross, no jet sweep, nothing. Nothing. Nothing that's like being done in the league. It's such a copycat league that you think, okay, wow, look at these innovative. I mean, look at the head coaches, innovative offensive coordinators, right? Guys that think outside the box. There is zero thinking outside the box with that team. They're boring to watch on offense. You know what? I feel bad for Mabel and those fans because you're going to be hitched to this for another 6 years or so. It is what it is. Dak ain't going to get any younger. Like, you're wasting years and time.
Yep.
You got potential there.
Hey, obviously a big week here on the Sports Hub. We're getting ready for another AFC Championship game with the Patriots. Nice. We're talking about the win yesterday. And obviously coverage all week long on all of our shows. Make sure you're hitting up our website, 98.5thesportshub.com, for the latest. And don't forget, you can always listen to the Sports Hub on your smart speaker. All you have to do is just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub. Do that. Listen to us on your smart speakers wherever you are, home, work. Even some people have smart speakers built into their cars now.
That's really smart.
It's amazing. So, again, just say, play 98.5 The Sports Hub on your smart speaker and make sure you're listening all week long as we get ready for another AFC title game. We'll get to your calls coming up after these headlines and then today's takeaways at 1:50.
Sports Hub headlines.
Huge win for the Patriots yesterday, 41-28 over the Los Angeles Chargers in Foxborough, and a huge game for Julian Edelman.
It was nice to be out there and go out and compete with the team and get a win in the playoffs against a really good opponent. You know, that's why you play this game. You know, the regular season is awesome. It's fun. Postseason, you know, I've been fortunate enough to play in some games. You know, that intensity and that adrenaline you get from it, it is a lot, so... It was definitely very nice to be out there today.
9 catches for Edelman yesterday for 151 yards, Next up, they'll play the Chiefs in Kansas City Sunday evening, 6:30. That's the late game. Early game will be the NFC title game as the Saints play host to the Rams. Bruins play host to the Montreal Canadiens tonight. Judd's Rob Bob Beers on the pregame, 7 o'clock on the Bruins Radio Network, driven by the all-wheel drive Honda CRV. It means the Celtics will be on 105.7 WROR as they visit the Brooklyn Nets, trying to avoid a third straight loss. Sean Grandy and Cedric Maxwell on the call. Headlines are brought to you by the Boston Area Campus of Connecticut School of Broadcasting. GoCSB.com. I'm Hardy on Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. More headlines in 30 minutes.
Zola and Bertrand. Midday on 98.5.
Listen live and check out all of our podcasts.
Critics acclaimed it as radio's finest production.
Available wherever and whenever you want.
Getting out of control.
On the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. You can hear the podcasts of Zolak and Bertrand on the podcast page of 98.5thesportshub.com. Here's Zoe Beadle from Gillette Stadium, sponsored by the Massachusetts Pirates.
So, once again, a lot of talking heads in the media talking about how this is the end of the dynasty, you're going to fall off a cliff and become a bum and all this stuff. So, you know, I'm sure winning's sweet, but is it that little bit sweeter when you're constantly proving people wrong all the time?
I just like winning.
Chris Gasper on the left.
Just like winning.
Let's go to Austin Powers in the front row.
I love when
he
expressions. I don't know who he is.
Yeah, baby.
Can you find out who he is? I want to give him credit.
Okay.
Love him.
Talk about the talking heads.
Going to be a bum.
Do you listen? I noticed you listen to little Four Non Blancs. You ever listen to the Beatles?
I don't think he sounds like that.
Nope.
No.
Fall off a cliff and become a bum and all this stuff. So
a boom.
Fall boom. Off a cliff, become a
Four
bum.
Four Non Blancs? What?
Just move on.
Shut up.
Hardy, we promised the callers we'd get to them. Joe in the card. Joe.
You know, I got three things, but I do want to quickly say that Andrew Luck's a bum, and, you know, no edge on that guy whatsoever. I didn't see his post game, but he was probably happy to just be there.
He was.
He wanted to get out of there.
Joe, it was unbelievable. Did he seem like he was all that down after the game? Joe, did you see him?
They view this as like a...
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to look it up, but I'm sure he was happy to be there.
Yep.
He wasn't all that upset, I can tell you that.
Because the owner was thrilled just to be there. He was tweeting out stuff for him and his daughter out to eat in Kansas City.
Guys.
Quint was fired up. You got left at the altar by a coach. Frank Wright got you. You get to the divisional round. And they're playing with house money, man. They didn't even know if he's going to be able to throw this year. That's the way they look at it. They look at that as
unreal.
A massive step in the right direction. I saw Bruce tweet about it.
Yeah.
Big step. In the right direction for the Colts this year based on it, but it's still inexplicable.
No, it is just a big step.
Just don't show up.
Take the 10,000-foot view of it. You're like, yeah, that was a pretty good year for the Colts.
Yeah, banner, get the 1-0 thing going now.
But that doesn't mean you no-show in a game.
Yeah, well, let me hit my questions.
What else, Joe?
Real quick, yeah.
Yeah, what else?
Naked eye, they looked really good. Did they just turn it on, though? And listen, playing from behind, like kicking it or accepting the ball at the beginning of the game, smart move. They probably got to do that again because I don't know what the numbers are, but playing from behind this year was pretty bad, right?
Yeah, and their defense is not great. Kansas City's. You notice Brady in the post game yesterday? It's a really good football team. Really good team. Well coached. Offense is really, really good. They scored a ton of points. Defense played well this weekend. Not all year, like the whole year. Like, they got a really good team, really good offense. Defense played well this weekend, which they did. They played well against the Colts, took them right out of that game.
I'm not too concerned about the Patriots' ability to score in this game. I'm worried about the Patriots' ability in stopping the Chiefs, and that's where I'm going to stop my analysis of this game because it's still Monday.
It's like, and you can't even, like, I don't even know how you break it down because they're a different team from October. Mahomes is different from October.
Bob in Revere says, I'm too hard on Phillip Rivers. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bobby.
Hey, guys. I was wondering, Beadle, I love you.
Thank you.
I followed you through all
Blue
the times on Felger and Maz, and I was upset when I heard you were leaving. Even
I didn't go anywhere.
For your betterment. But, Beadle, how
yeah.
are you so derogatory towards Rivers? I mean, I'm surprised. Wait, I'm surprised that you take your total disdain for the individual and overpower his ability as being a quarterback. You hate the fact he has 8 kids.
No, I don't. Nine. That's not true.
Oh, come on, you said.
No, Beetle. Bob, tell me when.
Let me finish, Beetle.
No, I'm not going to let you finish if you're going to lie. No, you don't get to finish. I've never done that. In fact, last night, Big Jim made some comment about it. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? What does his 8 kid? That's not. We joke about it. We have a laugh about it. I think he's. It's like.
Yeah, fun with it.
You're nuts, dude.
We don't say it. Rip the guy from having family.
That's not a legitimate gripe with Philip Rivers.
That takes some stuff, man, to have that many kids.
It's comical.
I saw a thing over the weekend.
A serious issue with Philip Rivers.
His wife has spent 81 months of her life pregnant.
God bless him.
The weekend, like, God bless you, man. Nine kids. Plus, you homeschool him.
It's not personal.
It's not easy.
He might be a great guy. I'm talking about him as a quarterback. Overrated. Overrated guy.
Yeah.
Completely overrated.
The numbers don't support him. But
losing record in the playoffs. He has completed less than 60% of his throws in the playoffs. 14 touchdowns to 10 picks. Not very good. Not very good. He doesn't win big games.
That's a tough thing for him. A guy like Nick Foles shows up in bigger spots than he does. You know?
14-2 back in 2006.
I think that's the weird part of the Philly rooting and hoping Philly was going to come back there. I want to see them have the pressure to make a choice between Wentz or Foles. Like, what were you going to do?
He has won 2 playoff games in the last decade. 2.
Yeah.
2 games.
Yeah, another record coming in.
One of which was a week ago against a Baltimore team that looked completely inept offensively. I mean, really. Holy smokes. And they still nearly tightened up and tried to find a way to let Baltimore tie it at the end. And you know what the other one was? Do you know what the other win was in the last decade? Is 2 wins this decade. One is against Baltimore last week, and the other one is against Cincinnati. I rest my case. And then yesterday, what does he do? Comes here and they fall apart right away. Give me a break, Philip Rivers. Put him in the Hall of Fame.
Big Phil.
Go for it. Over all the other great quarterbacks of this era. No. Make sure Phil Rivers gets in. Albert in Rhode Island. Albert.
Oh, here we go.
How's it going, boys?
Hi, Albert.
Beetle, you are so lost. It's amazing.
Am I, Albert?
What a confused. I mean, you just reverted back quickly. Boom! Chargers 14-2 in 2006. Philip Rivers lost the game. Do you remember the game? Do you remember how they lost the game?
After a bye at home to an undermanned Patriots team. Those are facts.
Brady threw the pick. Troy Brown popped the ball out.
In a game, because everything with you is the quarterback speeder. Let me go back and forth with you.
Quarterbacks play a bigger role in games than just about anybody.
So in the game, Albert, I hate
to break that to you.
Okay, all right. So in the game in 2006 that you're referring to, Tom Brady threw 2 interceptions, played god-awful. His team won. Want to know why his team won? Because the San Diego Chargers were mental midgets. You saw the game yesterday. Did you see the quality of throws that Philip Rivers needed to make just to complete passes? Your quarterback completed 15 passes to his running back. There's nothing.
Yes, that's called smart, Albert. That's smart football. That's what the Patriots play. You don't get marked down. You don't get marked down for that.
I know that, Beetle. Before you hang up on me because I'm putting you into a tailspin, okay? Do you think Philip Rivers isn't smart enough that if he played in an offense where the running backs were schemed open within 2 seconds, so you think Tom Brady is that much smarter than Philip Rivers?
Now we're gonna debate the smarts of Philip Rivers versus Tom Brady.
So you think all the other quarterbacks?
This guy's an idiot.
Stupid. So you think Brady gets these guys open, not the scheme? You don't think they're schemed open? You don't think he knows pre-snap, and you don't think they go over this all week long? You don't think they had the Chargers offense in a what? Beetle, that game was over before it started. That offensive game plan was absolutely perfect.
It was excellent.
All Brady. You're such an idiot. Any good quarterback. back. You remember what the coach said in 2004? Give us any of the top 15 quarterbacks. Any of the top 15 quarterbacks, and we'll win. They have teams mind-numbed before they even call hike the Chargers, couldn't change their defensive personnel, continued to play with seven defensive backs, even after the Patriots ran the ball for 140 yards up and down the field. You are such a nitwit for thinking your quarterback is the key orchestrator to everything. It's 90% coaching. Zoe, can you please help this guy?
How much was Brady yesterday? Oh, you're looking for Zoe to give you help on this? Oh, yeah, yeah. Good luck, Albert.
Yeah, numbers are indefensible
you
here.
Dummy.
I mean, I like the guy as a player.
Yeah, Brady sucked. He had nothing to do with yesterday. It was all Josh McDaniels.
Here's a,
So, does Brady have any input on the scheme at all?
Oh, but here? More than, yeah,
he's a robot.
More than anywhere.
It's his offense.
More than anywhere it's does Brady have input on what they're doing week to week.
It's Brady's offense.
More than anywhere, you bozo. You Giants fan, your team sucks. Just deal with it, would you? You call me to take out all your crap, what you're feeling about your team that drafted a running back. Saquon Barkley, did he get you to the playoffs this year? Last time I checked, your quarterback is old and broken down, and he's not good anymore. Should have drafted a quarterback. Then you know something down there. Albert, idiot Giants fan, takes out all his Patriot hate me. Today's takeaways are coming up next.
That's Tailspin.
Scott Zolak, Mark Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
All right, time for today's takeaways, brought to you by Week in 180 Weight Loss. Take away your best weight for life, official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. So, got some interesting
Phillip
stuff
Rivers
today.
Was so good in that game,
Beetle.
In 2006, 14-32, no touchdowns, a pick, a quarterback rating of 55.5.
Yeah, another sub 50%.
He was terrific that day, and he was throwing to guys like a bunch of no-names, like Antonio Gates, Vincent Jackson, LaDainian Tomlinson. Yeah, all those guys suck.
Oh, Vincent Jackson, that's right.
How
many touchdowns Tomlinson have that year? Did he break the record? Like
yeah,
22?
Well, he had two touchdowns in that game. Two touchdowns game. He also had 65 yards receiving in that game. But what do I know?
All right.
Phillip Rivers is just so good. Put him in the Hall of Fame. He deserves it. Deserves it. He's won so many big ones.
So you had a rant today.
What, me?
Yeah.
About what?
About Phillip Rivers.
Oh, yeah, I did. You going to play that?
Yeah.
All right,
oh,
go
we're
for
not?
It.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought we were doing a Beatle rant.
Oh.
My bad.
I was going to say, I was like, oh, you did that? I didn't know.
No, we have Zoe doing his Maz impression, and we have the boom guy.
Yeah. Go with the boom guy. He
boom.
Was early.
I'll
he was like
boom.
Second segment.
Give me boom guy.
Boom guy.
Chris, right? Boom.
I mean, how can I not?
Scott.
Obviously, I'm going to open with boom. It almost looks like it was a good game. It was. It was over. The third quarter, I went to the store. It was over after three. Over, over, over.
Boom.
All right. Boom. Boom. All right, I'm going to do it after every point. I get 3 points. Next up, Kansas City. Boom. Now, Las Vegas opens. They opened. Keyword, emphasis on the word open. The line is opened at 3. Interesting. Now, I'll bet you a bottle of beer that comes down to a pick by kickoff on Sunday. That you're going to see that line melt.
Well.
Every
with
3 days.
Weather.
Let me don't Bertrand, don't dump me. I got a lot more, kid.
Wait,
don't
dump any. Go ahead.
All right.
Go.
Oh, I thought you were talking.
Boom.
I'm sorry.
Boom. No, that's all. I'm just saying okay. Go on.
My bad, buddy. Okay. So yeah, watch that line come down. It opened at 3. Okay. Bovada's got it at 3. It's gonna slowly come down to 2.5, 2, 1.5. My prediction will be a pick by Sunday.
Well, right. Hold on. Jim Cantore, Weather Channel. They're updating some of the forecasts for Arrowhead Stadium. Jim said the wind with wind chill, it's going to be in the range.
It's not even necessarily wind. It's straight temperature.
Between minus 5 and 10.
That's the range right now that they're giving for this game.
Wow. Yeah. They got bigger winter than we do, and they're in the Midwest, I think we call that.
Well, I think a lot of people will look at the wind.
Oh, I love Scott Weymouth. He needs to call us all the time. And I think they call that the Midwest, if I'm not mistaken. That was good. That was really good. Not as good as our preview of Felger and Maz, though, which is coming up just minutes from now in the Sports Hub.
Need the open.
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah. All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Felger and Maz, 98.5 The Sports Hub across the country on NBC Sports Boston. It's a re-entry Monday here on the show. Maz, what'd you think of Sony Michel? You got an opening thought on that?
I do, Mike. He was good. He was good today. Now, we had some fun last week with it, but, I mean, there were some holes you and I could have run through. All you had to do was, you heard Zoe there on the call, and thanks for the shot there, Zoe, during the broadcast. All you had to do was get on Devlin's fat ass and follow him up through the hole. You'd drive a truck through it. This game to me, Mike, was really more about the offensive line and not the running backs. The line protected Brady. They took the ball. They started themselves in a running game up front. But I still don't like him not dropping a shoulder. There's some runs in there, about three of them, where he came up to the line of scrimmage. There was contact. And all you had to do is fall down and you get 3 yards. And what? Negative? Zero? Any National Football League running back should never have a negative run. Wow. We're pretty good. That means we're chronic listeners, I guess, huh?
Pretty good.
You had a good opener. He's like, Felger. Like, wow.
Pretty good.
Across the country on some.
I've heard that's, it before.
Wow. Yeah. It gets like beat into. That's training. Yeah, that's good.
Wipe it down.
That's good. Well, it wasn't dirty. We weren't in there, you know, so they're ready to go. We're wired and ready to go.
I wish you guys could see what's happening in this studio right now. Felger is literally wiping down, as Beetle just said. Yeah, he's in there wiping
we're creatures of habit, man. We are creatures of habit.
Thank God.
Yeah.
He's doing.
It's a good one.
I hope they enjoyed that.
They did. Maz
heard have a pretty good show today.
Maz heard it as it happened and really liked it.
And Maz texted me, and I appreciated that. It was very nice, Tony.
You liked it. Yeah. You liked hearing it again just now.
Well, this is where you want to be for the next 4 hours. Felger and Maz are coming up, and they'll have a lot to get to on the weekend and on the game itself and the Patriots and Sony Michel. And
great thing about station, probably have a different take than us. Not all same take.
So don't go anywhere. Also, tomorrow we'll be talking with Dan Shaughnessy. He'll be with us for a couple of hours. We'll talk to Sean Granny tomorrow.
Ooh.
There's a whole hell of a lot going on with the Celtics.
Celtics are getting off easy here.
I bet they're thrilled that the Patriots are playing as well as they are.
Send them an edible arrangement.
Ooh, a lot of stuff going on there. Felger Maz coming up right now.
Celtics saying, go Pats, huh?
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.